On Veterans Day, we honor those who have served our country, and it's even more appropriate now as there are still those who are in harm's way in lands over the seas. Even today, these veterans are returning to us with scars and injuries, and some of them are having a hard time. There are veterans from the Iraq War that are homeless today. We should also take the time to honor the families who have stood by, their husbands, their wives, their sons, their daughters, and others who make this great sacrifice when their loved ones serve our country. When you think about the service that they give, it's to think about it as if you sign your name to a piece of paper that can possibly mean the end of your life. To do such a thing, it takes the faith of a soldier, and that is great faith. These who serve step on a plane not knowing if they're going to come back, not knowing whether they're ever going to hug their children again, and not knowing if they will see their loved ones again. To do this, it takes great faith. In our scripture today, we see the faith of the centurion and what enabled this military officer to have the faith he did in Jesus. The first thing that comes from this for me is his humility. He did not allow his position to keep him from asking for help. There are some who think they are above needing help. And some people have more faith in themselves than they do in God. They try to control and fix things. But no matter what your status or rank is, we all need help. As we say, all that is left is to pray. If you have faith, you recognize that faith asks for help for anything. The centurion was not going to allow anyone to keep him from Jesus. The second thing that I see in this is care. He cared for his servant. In his position, he could have easily found another servant, but he cared about people. Something incredible happens to your faith when you begin to care about other people. If you want great faith, you have to care for other people. When soldiers are in war, they're not concerned about their own personal affairs. They're concerned about their buddies. They're concerned about their comrades. They're concerned about their country. You might want to ask yourself, who do you care for? Do you weep for other people? And third, the thing that stands out to me is belief. He believed in Jesus and in the Word of God. He did not doubt the power of Jesus to speak and to heal. If we want great faith, we likewise need to believe in the Word of God. Faith comes by the hearing of the Word. Certainly one good reason to come to church. If you want to have great faith, speak the Word. Even Jesus in this example was impressed by the faith of the centurion. And because of that faith, his servant was healed that very hour. We should all want the faith of a soldier. What does it take to have that type of faith? If you were standing there that day, would you have said, I want a faith like that? Faith is not something that we can conjure up. Faith comes from knowing Jesus and being close to him. The centurion came to Jesus, and Jesus was the source of his faith and the source of the healing. If you want great faith, you have to be with the Lord. But you should be warned, this relationship is going to cost you something. Be it time or energy or passion or in some cases even your life. When we think of our struggles and sometimes begin to feel sorry for ourselves, we need to remember the soldier who drives down the road in Iraq or travels in Afghanistan not knowing when the next bomb will go off. The greatest thing we can do is not to serve ourselves but to serve others. And if you want God's blessing in your life, start laying your life down for others. Following Christ means salvation, but it also means sacrifice. But it is a good sacrifice. There is no greater feeling than to realize that your sacrifice has made a difference. When we follow Christ and his will, we are fulfilled. It's not really hard to tell people who are fulfilled in Christ. They have that look, that attitude of joy, even in the hardest of times. Just as the soldiers, when you have faith, you will have scars. You might not get a purple heart, but everyone endures pain and struggles. We don't get through this life without pain and hurt. We will be attacked. We will be persecuted. We won't hopefully be set on fire like the Roman Christians were, but we can light up our world with the faith of a soldier. Reports tell us, and some who have had the experience directly, that injured soldiers want nothing more than to get back to their buddies. And if you want the faith of a soldier, you'll have to let those scars be healed and get back to your buddies and back to the battle. You will be facing great battles, but take heart. Many have gone before you and made it through by faith. The Army has a system called battle buddies. No one is ever to be left alone in battle. You can't even go to the bathroom alone. We need each other, and we need each other's faith. The faith of a soldier is great faith. Great faith does great things. Great faith will heal a marriage. Great faith can save a family. Great faith can change the community. Great faith can start a revival. We will never know how critical one soldier's actions were to save a nation, and likewise, we may never know how critical our individual faith is to save our nation. Today is not about saying our country's perfect or even that our veterans are perfect people, but we do have a heritage of faith, and it's seen in our soldiers today. Sometimes our expectations are low. Jesus did not heal everyone, but he always healed to prove a point. And that point in the story of the centurion is that faith matters. So let's all have great faith in God for everything, for anything. The final outcome is up to him, but faith is the key to igniting his miraculous power. Father, we thank you for faith. We thank you that you are in our lives. We thank you that you have shown us the example. We thank you that we know that if we follow your word, if we do your will, we will be fulfilled. We will reach that point in our lives. We will have that joy. We will see your faith returned to others and multiplied. Thank you, Father, for all that you are and all you are to us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.